All right, so this is our SHAC, or School Health Advisory Council meeting, the second one of the fall semester. It is December the 6th, 4 o'clock p.m. So we have those present. I'll write your names down. All right, so the meeting agenda, the first health services. So I'm going to let Nurse Holt give us an update on that.
So we're still doing health awareness every month. October was dental, November was skincare, and I just put up December's, which is mainly geared towards the little kids, but it's about hand washing and what not to touch. And like I said, that goes for the elementary, high school, and then I usually have one in the lounges for the teachers. So just kind of some health prevention. And then that's all I have updated. Nothing new on the Narcan. We're still waiting for policy so we can start implementing.
Yeah. And I know they're still working on that at the state level too.
Yeah.
All right. So physical education, Coach Grieben is driving a bus route, so she's not here, but I did talk to her. We have the Jingle Bell Run coming up next Wednesday during the school day. So she'll be doing that. And then in February, she will have, I don't think we're doing the jump rope for Hart, but maybe the hoops for Hart. She mentioned we'll be doing something with Heart Association in February. And then as we get returned from Christmas for the spring, she'll get going on the fitness gram and start collecting that data so we can see where the students are at and have that submission for the state of Texas. Nutrition-wise, of course, Mrs. Neighbors, our cafeteria director, drives an afternoon bus route. But I visited with her. The main thing there is that our school board agreed to apply for a waiver to not offer a summer feeding program. They do this every single year. The reasoning behind not offering that, one, getting the employees up here that we need, and the fact that most of our kids live 5 to 8 miles away, so transportation for getting them here for that is not feasible. So they have applied for the waiver. Every year we get granted the waiver. But that's why we don't do a summer feeding program. We're not like one of those towns where the school is center located in the town where all the kids live. One thing that I didn't have on the agenda that I'm going to add in is our counselor, Mrs. Colwell, has been working with elementary students on different things, the different grade levels. Some of it about touch and not necessarily health reasons, but keeping our hands to ourselves and whatever needs may arise within certain grade levels, she has the lessons that she'll do with them for whatever the need is there. That's all I have. Does anybody have anything they would like to add? All right, so I'll just need a motion to adjourn. Talon, a second. Mrs. Tipton. And meeting is closed.